Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Ches in Meseches Yevamos. It is the 840th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue the fascinating discussion that we had begun on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and that is the cases of where you have a Yavam that is coming to be Yoresh from his brother's estate with a Safek, someone who possibly could be also another Yoresh along with him. And we have begun that on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, had some fascinating discussions of Safek Motzei Midei Vadai, etc., etc. We discussed Kam Dina and Hadar Dina as well. And now we have other cases, Safek, and then we will begin a new Mishnah, Mishnah of Shomeres Yavam. And that is going to discuss when a woman is waiting for Yibum, in a case in which she inherits in the interim from her father. And the Mishnah will discuss what happens with those estates, components of the estate that she inherits if she dies in her state of a Shomeres Yavam. So we will be discussing a lot of Hilchos Yerusha, as well as discussing a lot of the status of Shomeres Yavam, and the differences of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how we look at a Shomeres Yavam. And with most of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, we will be comparing and contrasting cases of Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. 7 lines from the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Safek V'Yavam. If you have a Safek, which we've already learned in the past, is a child that was born from a Yavam and a Yavama, but the child claims that he's not a son of the Yavam, but rather he's from the Yavama's original relationship. Shebo lachlok b'nichse saba. That they are coming to collect from the grandfather, the father of the Yavam and the Achames, in the Hod v'Hadar, that's the father of Reuven and Shimon, who is Yaakov. So then in such a case, Safek Amar, Hai Gavra Bar Misnuhu. Here the expression Hai Gavra means I. Hai Gavra means Ani, the son of the dead person. Upal Gadidiyu, and I'm entitled to half, and you're just my uncle. Yavam Amar At Broidadoi, Didi, you are my son, the Yavam claims, V'leslach V'loi Midi. So then have a Yavam Vadai, V'safik Safik, V'ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. The Safik cannot take out from the hand of the Vada. It's an important example. We already had a very similar example of that on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, but this is a classic example. In fact, Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Beis Amud Aleph, when he decides to give an example of Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai, he quotes from this Gemara, this case of Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai. What happens if you have a Safek? Again, the kid claims that he's a child of the Achames. And then you have Ubnei Yavam, Shebo Lachlok B'nichsei Saba. They're coming, and each one is claiming that they're entitled to the inheritance from the grandfather. Again, the same names. Reuven and Shimon are the two brothers. Yaakov is the grandfather. And then you have a Safek, let's call the Safek Safek. That's what the Hod V'Hadar calls him. We'll call him Safek. We're not sure if he came from the dead brother Shimon, or he's an equal brother with the other children of the Bnei Hayavim. So Ahu Gavra, Amar Ahu Gavra, the Safek says, Bar Misnahu, I am the son of Shimon, Upal Gadidiyu, and then I collect all of my father's rights to the inheritance. And therefore, let's say Reuven had 5 kids, Shimon doesn't have any, so then in such a case, if this Safek is Shimon's kid, then he's going to be able to get a lot more than dividing it amongst the 5. Ubnei Yavam Amri, Achunaat, you are our brother. Umasa Islach Ba'adan, and you get the same amount as us. However, according to the Safek's claim, he is the son of Shimon, and he gets half of the Yerusha, and they have to divide the other 50%. 5 ways. So the Gemara says, this is what we do. Palga de kamodilu, the half that the Safek is mode is not his. So then, shakli. Then the other brothers take it. Tilsa de kamodile, the third that they concede to him. In other words, let's say there were two brothers instead of five. And so let's literally take it a third. Here, just the word tilsa means whatever percentage that they concede is his. So in that case, it would be if there are two other brothers, 33%. The kamodle shakel, that also he'll be able to take. Pashaluhu danka, whatever is left, you subtract the amount that's less. Have a mamon mutal b'safek v'cholkin. So then that's considered mamon that sits in a safek, and you divide. Now Tosas on Lamed Zayin and Beis Dira Maskul Mamon told us a very, very important rule. Even though above a kamal lamed heyam a beis, above mitzia beis am a beis, we have a rule of mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin only according to sumchus, but the rabbanan say motzim echavel of araya, that's only if there is a muhsuk. But when there is no muhsuk, so then in such a case, the rabbanan agree, mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin. Now the Gemara continues with what happens if the safek himself dies, and the safek had his own estate. Then you have Saba, in this case it was Yaakov the grandfather, v'yavam. And the yavam himself are arguing about benichsei safek. The Saba claims that the safek was born to his other son, and therefore the Saba will collect his grandson's estate, and he comes before his other son, the yavam. So the yavam was Reuven. The Saba claims that the safek was the son of Shimon, he's entitled. While the Yavam says, no, the Safik is my actual son, and therefore I get before the grandfather, who happens to be his own father. Oh, Saba v'Safik, if you have the grandfather and the Safik fighting over b'nichsei Yavam. The grandfather says that he's entitled to the nechasim of his son, Reuven, and the Safik says, no, I'm a son of Reuven. So then in such a case, by the way, if he would really, the Safik would be the son of Reuven, then he comes before his father to collect. So then again, have a mamon hamutal b'safek b'cholkin. It's a case of mamon that's sitting in a safek and it's divided. We begin now a new mishnah. Shemeres yavam shenafel nechasim. If you have a case of someone who's waiting for yibum, in other words, Shimon died, and his wife, let's say Rachel, is waiting for yibum to be done to her. So modim, and she inherited Shim, she inherited Nechasim from her father. Rashi says that originally we assume the Mishnah is talking about that she inherited at the time that she was a Shomeris Yavam. So then the Mishnah says, Modim Beisham Beisila, both Beisham and Beisila agree, Shemocheres v'nosenes v'kayam, that she is allowed to do what she wants with that estate, and that is that she could sell or give away. And all of those actions, Arkayim, take effect because she is the inheritor. However, we now get an interesting question. What happens if she dies? Mesa maye asa biksubasa. When she dies, what is done with her ksuba that she's entitled to from her original husband? Ubenechasim hanichnasin viyotzinima, as well as those things like land and servants she brought into the marriage for her husband, that he could be able to eat the fruits, but it belonged to him, which is referred to as nichsei melug, that she holds on to, that goes in and out with her. So Beishamei omrim yachloku yorshei abalim yorshei av. Beishamei says that there's an equal division made between the yavam, here yorshei abal refers to the yavam, with her inheritors from her father's side. Let's take a look at Rashi, where he gives a very, very important definition. We already consider a Shomeris Yavam as a Safek as being married to the Yavam. Therefore, V'zachar HaYavam B'chetz Yerusha. So this is the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Yavam inherits half of the Yerusha Misafek. Shabal Yerusha Sishto. V'zo She'Safek Nesua Hi Etzlo. And she's considered Safek Nesua. So then Zachi B'palga. Then the Yavam will get half. Aval b'ksubasa, but we're going to see that at the moment that the ksuba is going to be different. So, according to Beis Shammai, it's split. U'beisil amrim, nechasim b'cheskasan. No, the nechasim stay where they were, and it means the following. We don't consider her as already safek married to the Yavam, and therefore, ksuba b'cheskas yarshei abal. The ksuba goes into the rishus of the Yavam's rishus. What we mean by that is there is a halacha of ksuba that we know that a husband has to pay his wife if he divorces or he died first. Now, in this case, the Yavam didn't die first, so then in such a case, whatever ksubi he would have to pay if he marries her stays in his rishus. However, since Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai and does not consider her already partially married to the Yavam, so then her estate goes back to her father's rishus. Becheskes Yarshiav. Kansa, once the Yavam takes her in as a wife, Hareyuk Yishal Chol Davar, then she is entirely his wife, with one exception. This is what Rashi was alluding to before. Ubavashete ksuba al nichse baila harishon. The one exception is that a Yavam does not write a ksuba, and rather the nechasim that are meshubet or ksuba are the previous nechasim from the previous brother. The Gemara will later on say that for whatever the reason, the brother did not leave any nechasim, so then they made a takana midrabanan that the Yavam writes a ksuba. But generally, there isn't a chiyuv ksuba, and Chazal in other places say that there isn't a chiyuv for the Yavam to write a ksuba because the wife was hiknu lo min hashamayim. The Gemara begins by asking a very sharp question on the Mishnah. In our Reisha, we had learned that if you had a Shomeres Yavam, so then in such a case, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that the inheritance that she receives is entirely hers. However, we learned there is a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a case of where she dies. Asks the Gemara, Maishna Reisha Delo Pligi, Umaishna Seva De Pligi. Why is it that Beis Shammai disagrees specifically in the second case when she died? Even in the Reisha, it could very well be that once she is now a Shomeris Yavam, her Nechasim now belong to the Yavam. Let's take a look and see that in Rashi inside, four lines into the wide. Maishna Reisha de lo pligi, Maishna Seva de pligi Beis Shammai, Maishna Reisha kishi kayemes de lo pligi Beis Shammai, Ela bekoach di lo machzakinan lin Nechasei. We allow the nechasim to be entirely hers. The kamri mocheres v'nosens lechatchila u'mayishna seifa de pligi. And why is the Beis Shammai disagrees in the seifa? Kishemeis alomuk v'nichsei melug b'cheskes yarshav. We don't place the nichsei melug, as we learned in the seifa, that the nichsei melug now go into rishus of the yarshav habal, which in this case is the rishus of the yavam and his descendants. Amarula ulans is reisha de naflik yishia rusa. The Reisha is talking about that she never consummated the marriage with her first husband, with Shimon, in the first place. And then he died. V'seifa de naflik yishi nesua. And the Seifa is talking about when she consummated the marriage, and then the Yarshei Hayavim are going to get. V'kasavar Ula, and Ula's of the opinion, Zikas Arusa oses safek Arusa. Zigas Nesua, Ose Safek Nesua. We're going to see in a moment what this teretz is. Let's take a look at Rashi, Kishi Nesua. Hilkach. If we're talking about a case in which she fell when she was in Nesua, Reisha de Legabe Rusa Mamish, Kaimelon Le Beis Shammai Timkor. If we're talking about Arusa, then Beis Shammai says that doesn't go to the Yavim at all. Kedisnan Le Kamon. Kol Shekein Zo, Shein El Skuka Balma. Certainly, in this case, wish it only has a zika. And it's dependent on another sheet of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Arusa is not allowed lechatchila to sell her nechasim. But bidi evid, if she sells, it takes offense. In this case, when it comes to how we look at the relationship between the Shomeris Yavam and the Yavam, it's not a full wife. It's only a Safek Arusa, Digideve, V'lavish Tomamishi. So then Modu Beis Hillel, then Beis Hillel would agree, Democharis V'nosenis L'chatchila. So the Gemara really changes the entire complexion of the Reisha. The Reisha is talking about a case in which the Arusa never consummated her marriage with the first husband, A. B is that what we're being discussing in our Mishnah is the question of whether she is allowed to look at those nechasim as being her own vis-a-vis the Yavam, since she the Zika has significance, but the Zika is only a Zika of Erison. So Beis Hillel is of the opinion, and he actually is the one who's more machmir when it comes to Arusa selling her own stuff, that even though an Arusa can't sell her own stuff, but that's only if we're talking about a case of lechatchila, B, in a case of she's not a shomeres yavam. So now back into the Gemara and seeing the words of the Gemara. Amar ula reisha the naflik ishi arisa. The sefer the naflik ishi nisua. Kasavar ula zika sarusa osa safik arusa. A zika of an arusa with the yavam only makes her a safik arusa. Zikas nisua osa safik nisua and makes her a safik nisua. And in this case, when it comes to an arusa, since according to Beis Hillel, it's not a strong zika as it is, plus the fact is, arusa bidyevik can sell her own stuff, so then in such a case, we would say that she's allowed to sell her stuff, certainly when she's a shomeres yavam. Mar now proves the shita of Ula on the top of Lamed Chesam Beis. Zika sarusa osu safek rusa. A zika of arusa only makes her to the yavam a safek rusa. Disa akadaitach vada arusa. Because if you would say she's a vada arusa, modim Beis Hillel, shemocheres v'nosenes v'kayam, would Beis Hillel hold that she could sell her stuff? Vatnan, we learned, as we mentioned in the previous Rashi, naflu on the chasam in shen sarsa, b'shame yomim timkar, Beis Hillel lom timkar. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that she can't sell an arusa, a general arusa. So it must be that when it comes to yibum, that she's only considered a safek arusa. Elu ve'elu modim shemachar v'nasna kayim. Beis Hillel is moda that takes effect, but you're not allowed to do it lechatchila. Ela shemamina. So why would Beis Hillel allow her over here? Zikas arusa osa safek arusa. Zikas nesua osa safek nesua. Now the Gemara is going to prove that zikas nesua only makes a safek nesua. Zikas nesua is a safek nesua, says the Gemara. Zisal kadaitach vadei nesua. If it would make a vadei nesua, beishamei omrim yachloku yorshe abal, yorshe av. If, according to Beis Shammai, we consider this Shomeres Yavam as already considered in the Yavam's Rishos, and we learn in our Mishnah that the effect of that phenomenon is that now half of her estate goes into the Yarshe HaBal, which means the Yarshe HaYavam, and half of it stays in her father's Rishos. Vatnan, but didn't we learn in Ksubis on Ayin Chesam and Aleph, Naflu La Nechasam Mishani says, Elu ve'elu modim shemachar v'nasna shabal moitz miyara lekuchas. That when she goes into Nisuin, she is now under the husband's financial domain, and the husband is the one who's in control of everything. If that's so, then why is it that there's a split? It should go entirely into the Yavam's Rishus. Amale Rabba said the following response to Ula. After we've just gotten proven, Elishmami na zikas nesua osef safek nesua, says Rabba, but if yours right, ad mifligi begufa ula achar misa, once we have a machlokis about the actual karka itself and who inherits the karka, as you had presented, that's a question of the nature of the zika, and Ula has this interesting shita that it's a safek according to Beis Shammai, a Safek Arusa according to Beis Shammai, a Safek Nesu according to Beis Hillel. So if that would be so, says Rabba, once you're arguing about the Gufa Karka, Ula Achar Misa, Liflugu Bechaye, Ula Peros. Why don't you have another Machlokas, and that is what the Halacha is going to be in regards to Peros when she's alive. Let's have Rashi spell it out in Dibar Maschil, Amarle Rabba, about 17 lines, maybe even a little less, into the Yamud. La Olam Itai mishum chaluka adifa hu ad miflegi begufa shel karka ula achar misa liflegu b'chaye ulu peiros. Rashi now spells out. Watch the machlokas be. Dila Beis Shammai, polig, yavam, piri, bahada. The yavam should divide the rights to eat from the fruits of her lands like a regular nesua. The savig nesua hi. A regular nesua, the baal eats from the peiros. So here you have a safik. Dilu vada nisua have shakala bal karcha, the baal's allowed to take her against her will. Ulu Beis Hillel nechasim b'cheskasa, the nechasim remain in their chazaka, and she's not considered nisua v'lo shakal midi, and she shouldn't be able to take anything at all. Umedinakim asnisan says Rashi misa b'seifa shmamina tamayin de Beis Shammai bereisha dalmua lechazaka dula mishum dihi kayama. And we see from here that the rationale of Beis Shammai is not as we suggested, but rather that Beis Shammai is going to agree in the Reisha that Nechasim are in the Cheskasa because the Cheskasa is stronger than what is, and not because of the difference between Arusa and Nesua. And if that's so then what is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa within Beis Shammai? Elamar Rabba, but rather Rabba suggests Idivid Idinafla Kishin Nesua. In both cases, we're talking about where it fell to her when she was a Nesua. Aye, then what's going on in the Reisha? Vezikas Nesua osa Safik Nesua. And we all, the Zika Nesua is only a Safik, as we mentioned before. But Reisha di Kaima Havala Ihi Vadai Vinu Safik. The Pshat in the Reisha is as follows. The Reisha is talking about a case in where she for sure is entitled to the estate. The Yavam, because he's a Safek, is only a Safek. Vein Safek Motzi V'dei Vadei. This is the rule that we just had earlier on Lamed Zayin Amabei is going to Lamed Ches. A Safek can't take out from Rishus of the Vadei. However, Ivan, you'll ask, why doesn't Beis Shammai evoke that rule as well? Ein Safek Motzi V'dei Vadei in the Seifa. However, in the case of Seifa the Mesa Halolu Bal Niyarish. Here you have two sets of Yarshim that are coming to inherit. And each one of them are coming for Yerusha, and there is a tiny Safek min HaYoresh. So then in such a case, V'yachlikua, then they divide it. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye challenges. Could that be the Pshat and the Reisha? That since she is coming, so then in such to collect, in such a case, she's a Vadai, and then you only have Safek Yarshim of the inheritors of the Yavam as well as the inheritors of her father. Is that going to be the logic? And she's a Vada and they're a Safek. But didn't we learn in Bava Basra? Nafal Baisa Allah Vial Aviv. If there is a house that fell down, here we need Rashi. Rashi, tell us we're talking about a case where there's a fellow who does not, let's take a look at Rashi, Nafal Bayis, Lo Ein Nechasim. He does not have his own possessions. Ulamorishim Yesh Nechasim. But those who will give him inheritance, for example, his father, do have Nechasim. So, and V'al Marishav. So there are three people that were under this rubble. And they all died. V'hayu alav ksubas isha. And the middle fellow, let's talk about Avram Yitzchak. Yaakov Yitzchak is the one without an inheritance that dies along with his father and his son Yaakov. And he has a ksubas isha. Ubalchov, and there are also people he owes money to. Yarshe ha'av omrim. The Yarshim of the father say, ha'ben meis rishon, v'achakach meis ha'av. First the son died, and then the father died, and so therefore the son did not inherit the father, and they're going to collect the father's inheritance. Ubalchov, but the Balchov doesn't want that to happen, because the Balchov wants that first Yitzchak have Yarshin Avraham, and then they'll be able to collect from Avram's estate. Ubalchav omer ha'av meis rishav achak meis ha'bein. Beishamir miyachloku beis hillo omer nechasim cheskasan. And what is the rationale of beis hillo? Beis hillo says that the balichov cannot get anything. You don't divide it because ain't safek motzimei vadei. V'ahacha yorshei ha'av vadei. Ubalchav safek v'kaasi safek motzimei dei vadei. And beis hillo seems to be saying over there that the safek could be motzi from the vadei. Answers the Gemara, Kasari Beis Shammai is based on a different sheet of Beis Shammai. Really, Beis Shammai also holds Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. However, there Beis Shammai is going to operate in a case of where the Yarshei Ha'av are contending with someone who has a Shtar. And Kasari Beis Shammai holds Shtar Omed Ligvas Kegavi Domi, that the Shtar, if it's open to collect, it's considered as if it's collected. Says the Gemara, not Timra, and how do we know this? This not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesu Balein Achlo Shasu. If, when it comes to Sotas, if they died before they actually drank the Mesota, so they were usher to their husbands, Beishame Amnotos Ksubas and Veinon Shosas. Beishame is of the opinion that they could collect the Ksubo. Beisil Omrim Oshosas Alon Notos Ksubasan. Oshosas, what's the reason for Beisil? Vevia Ishes Ishtam Rahmana. Veleka, that's what the Gemara asks. Ella, so that can't be what Beis Hillel is saying, that they could drink, because only when the husband's alive. And that's the Shita of Beis Hillel, that once they don't drink, they don't take the Ksuba. Deduces the Gemara.
Savik zanoi, savik lo zanoi. If she was mezana, she's not entitled to her ksuba. If she wasn't mezana, then she is entitled. Vikaasi safik, and the safik is coming along, umotzi midei vadai. And it's taking out from the vadai according to Beis Shammai. And what's the rationale? Elo shmam, you know, it must be a Shammai's rationale is, shtar omed ligvos kigavui dami, that a shtar that's ready to be collected, that's omed ligvos, is considered as if it's collected. Now the Gemara just goes back and analyzes a piece of the previous discourse. Abaye, who had not suggested shtar omed ligvos kigavui dami, but had suggested, because Beis Shammai holds that safek would be motzi midei vadai, why did we ask Vabaye, why did we ask on him from the case of the ksuba, lusvei meha? Let's ask from the case of, in other words, the case in which nafal abayis, in Bava Basra, ask from the case of sota, that we just proved from over here, that Beis Shammai holds shtarom and ligvos is kegavadami, lusvei meha, why don't we ask from there? Answers the Gemara, dilma ksubas isha shani. Maybe when it comes to sota, there the ksubas isha is different. There we would say that the sota would be motzimei de vadai. Why? Mishum china. Because of a concept that we have of ksuba of china. China comes from the word chen, favor, that it could very well be that there, because of the fact that the man wants to win the woman over, so then in such a case, there we say that once he promises the ksuba, he really, it's considered kigavui by simply writing it. But other cases, where we're not talking about the ksuba, like the case in Bava Basra, where we're also talking about a Baal Chov, so then in such a case, there, maybe Beis Shammai does not say, Omen Ligvos Kigavui Dami. Ask Gemara Velusve, why don't we ask from Bava Basra, why don't we ask ksuba de Masnisan from the case of ksuba in our Mishnah? From our Mishnah, you could prove as well that Safek is motzi midei vadai. Now the Gemara is saying, why doesn't Abaye ask on Rabba that ksuba is motzi midei vadai in our Mishnah? Because we learned in our Mishnah, ma'yasa b'ksubasa u'menechaz mechnasim yotnima, Beis Shammai says yachloku. And there the Yarshei Abal are being cholek a safek. So why didn't we bring a raya from our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, lo pligi, because in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing. Asks the Gemara, v'lo, are they not arguing? Haktani mesa mayasa biksubasan khasma khasma yasima be sharma yakhlok yoshe ba mer shaf u be salam ni khasim be khaskasan. We learn that they are arguing in the Seifa. And we see in the Seifa that Beis Shammai holds that even the ksuba, you divide. Even though, presumably, the issue is, as we thought earlier in the Gemara, that it was a case of a safek in a vadai. Answers the Gemara, and with this we'll pick up tomorrow, we'll just read the words. But we won't get involved too much because the Gemara is going to try to prove this point. Hachi kama mesa mayasa biksubasa v'shavka nechasim hanichnasim vayotzimima. In a case of where she dies, then the halacha is unclear. Shavka, we leave it. Mesa mayasa biksubasa v'shavka, and then he leaves it. And then he says, what about nechnasim vayotzimima? That you have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And afterwards, then he comes back and explains that the ksuba is b'cheskas yarshei habal. So Mir Tashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up to be masbir this. All intensive purposes, we're going to start tomorrow's daf with the kasha of the haktani, 6-7 lines from the bottom on Lamed Ches on Beis. This Beis Hashem concludes daf Lamed Ches in Meseches Yevamos.